4HKX in C9B. Mr. Patrick.
4HKX. What's up, Leon? C9B, KO4HKX.
I'm not here for long. We're just headed out to Wally World to get Bernice some honey for some of the goodies for Oktoberfest. How's your day?
Good. I'll be leaving here shortly. I don't have too long either.
I heard Leon call you, but evidently he didn't hear you.
He probably made the mistake most people do. They don't give you time to get back to the radio.
Or bump the little knob on the radio to another frequency. Well, we're turning in out here anyways. We're passing Dick Brooks Honda. And we're going to turn into Wally World. And so, just good to hear you, Patrick, and take care. KO4HKX in 0GR clear.
You and Miss Bernice, be careful out there, and good to hear from you. KO4HKX, clear.
We're flying to me. I was at a bad spot. I'm kind of in a better spot now. What are you doing in C9B?
Not much, but I'll be leaving here shortly. Got a meeting this afternoon to go to.
I'm in the town and do a couple errands. I'm headed that way now. If you get into town, give me a holler.
I'll be heading to Hendersonville this afternoon here in about an hour, but I don't know exactly where you're at.
I'm going to Lowe's, run by Lowe's and run by a couple of places, Sam's Club. So I'll catch up with you in a bit. And C9B.
I'll be clear. 7-3.
Good to hear you, Nick. And C9B.
Hi, Leon. Well, we just pulling into a parking place here at Wally World and getting ready to get out and watching a Southwest Airlines plane taking off. They had a parking place in all of Walmart. Can you imagine that as big as it is? Crazy anymore. It's C9B and 0TR. Be clear with your pilot.
All right, Tom. I'm up around the mountain and I'm trying to navigate these curves and the mountains and everything. And I didn't catch anything of what you said.
Oh, we just pulled in the parking spot here at Walmart, and I said, ain't it crazy? There's not hardly a single parking place, no disabled parking place at all, in all of Walmart's parking lot out here in Greer.
For DJW Mobile.
For HKX, was that you, Dave?
I'm just running my errands this afternoon now. How are you? Haven't heard you in a while. You doing okay?
I run my errands this morning, and I got a meeting this afternoon to go to, so I'm just killing time till then.
Anything yet that you want to do going forward, or are you still looking?
I do have a couple people approach me about it. Option want me to do some automotive training at a troubled kids center.
Rewarding. It doesn't pay good, but still keeps you busy, keeps you out of trouble, and it's really rewarding. I used to do that with software. I used to teach people how to use the fundamental tools and then how to use the company I was working with implementation of that. And that was really rewarding. I think you might like that.
Pay anything, but it does have its benefits, and so I'm looking into it. It's one I'm pursuing a little further.
How's the knee? Is the knee working better and better still?
Didn't fail last week, so set it back a little bit, but not too bad.
I know that's got to be bad after you went through all that work to get it all patched up. I'm going to pop out here for a minute. I'm at the dry cleaners. I got to pick it up. My second stop of two. If you're still there when I get back, I'll pick you back up. KO4HKX, W4DJW.
HKX. I should still be here, Dave.
4HKX and 4ZLK.
Yeah. Howdy, Shane.
Patrick, I heard you in there. I was eating a snack and I didn't want to get on the radio with food in my mouth.
Matt, how you been? I haven't talked to you in a day or two.
Out and went to the eye doctor. Got a new prescription, stayed the same. And I found the exact same frames, just a little different. Not style, color. Sort of. On the sides, anyway. The earpieces are a different color, but same frame. Prescription was the same, so it made it easy.
Plus, if the prescription stayed the same.
Records, it's been 3 years last August since I've been to the eye doctor, and my glasses that I'm wearing right now, well, I got my sunglasses on, but the other ones that I normally wear are showing their age and their wear. They're all scratched and getting cloudy and hard to see through.
Yeah, I had to go get me a new pair end of last year is when I got mine, but so far they're doing okay.
All this set up before I finished out working, but turns out all the insurance pretty much stayed the same, even just it's through the same system and everything. All my deductibles that I've paid this year, I'm still on there. It's just I'm under a new classification now, but everything stayed the same.
Be a good benefit.
Think about that.
Okay. That's generally one of the worst things about retiring, is that dealing with that.
I have access to it until I reach official retirement age, then I'll have to get, they'll kick me off and put me on Medicare. So once that happens, I'm not looking forward to that.
You got a few years, so hopefully they'll make some good changes between now and then.
We can only hope. Well, I'm sorry about your knee. I heard you telling Dave, and I think I remember when you mentioned it last week. I hope it's healing up better.
It's not terrible. I just happened to do some stretches to get it back out. I didn't fall and land on it or anything like that. So, you know how when you step on a surface and you slip, I was leading with that foot and slipped and tensed up and then fell off to the side. And so I just fell on my left side so that I wouldn't land on my knee.
Well, as you get old, you know, you start falling like this, Patrick.
I just had to go through that with my grandfather, so I know all about it.
Glad you're all right. I was just giving you a hard time there. I slipped years ago on ice, and I wasn't even old, and broke my arm, and it's not the same. I can't straighten it out, or I can't turn it palm up like I should be able to, and it aches all the time. But it's just one of those things. As if you live for a while, you're going to get some aches and pains.
They do come with age, and they come more rapidly.
Trying to leave some room to see if Dave was coming back in there.
You're right, Shane. As you get older, they pop up a new question on when you go to a doctor's appointment. Have you fallen lately? And I look at him like, what are you talking about? Have I fallen lately?
KG4 BTA.
Dave, welcome back. And yeah, it does happen. And I don't know the next gentleman, but go ahead and pick it up.
KG4 BTA, I'm visiting from down in Orange Park, Florida, up this way. I just heard you guys in there. I wanted to see if I had to have a tone or anything to get into this one. It doesn't seem like I do, so thanks for coming back to me. I'll be listening in. This is KG4 BTA.
Yes, there is no tone on this repeater. KO4HKX. Go ahead, Shane.
Nice to meet you, Mike. I think you said KG4 BTA. This is N4ZLK. The name is Shane.
And jump in any time. We're glad to have you. Welcome to the area. I guess you're visiting for a little while. I'll turn it over to Dave, and he can turn it over to you if you want to get back in. Go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, Mike, welcome to the upstate South Carolina from sunny Florida. I used to go down there every year once or twice to visit my in-laws. My father-in-law passed away, so I don't go down there much anymore. My wife just flies down there instead of us driving. But anyway, this is going to be my last one because I'm about to pull in the driveway. But good to meet you on there, and you're in good company with Patrick and Shane. Go ahead, Mike, W4DJW. I'll be clear after this one.
Dave, Patrick, and Shane. Yeah, this is Mike, KG4BTA. Yeah, we're staying up in the Ivy Acres campground for a couple of weeks, and heard you guys in there. I figured I'd jump in, and thanks for welcoming me into your repeater here. So maybe I'll, when I get back to the campsite, I'll program it into my HT so I can try to get in here once in a while I'm here. Anyway, got the ladies shopping, and it looks like they're headed back this way, so I think I'll jump out as well. Y'all have a great day, and I look forward to talking to you out here again real soon. KG4BTA.
Nice to make your acquaintance, and come back as often as you can. We do have a net here every night at 9 o'clock. Come be a part of it if you can. And that's KO4HCAC. I'm Patrick.
And 7-3 Mike, nice to make your acquaintance. Yeah, I was going to say the same thing. They'd love to have you check in on the net if you're around. And if, before you go, where is the Ivy Acres campground, if you don't mind me asking?
Here with this area. It's near Piedmont, South Carolina. I think I'm in Greenville right now near the Shoe Carnival and Old Navy and all that, sitting out in the parking lot waiting on the ladies to get back in the truck here. But, yeah, it's on Ivy Acres Road. I can't think of the main road you get off of there, but it's near Piedmont, South Carolina.
I'm familiar with that whole area out there. I know where Ivy Acres Road is. I didn't realize it was a campground, but okay, very good. And you're probably near Woodruff Road if you're near an Old Navy. There's a couple of them. You might be over at Cherrydale. If you're on Woodruff Road, good luck. That's the busiest road around and the one that we all try to avoid. 7-3 to you. Have a good day. N4ZLK.
You have a great afternoon. I'm trying to get out of here so I can get back to the campground before the traffic gets any worse. KG4BTA.
Just running out to get your eyes checked. Is that the only thing you went to town for?
Been the place I ordered a couple of, where I got my porch post from. We have a couple of columns inside the house that we're going to replace. Not doing the cedar. It was supposed to be in yesterday, I think, and I haven't called them. I was hoping they'd email me or something while I was out, but I've already left town. Stopped and got some milk and bread and a couple other little grocery items on the way, and Beth's headed home. We're going to have dinner, and I think we're running back in to, coming back down off the mountain to see the kids at NTR at the market. I think they've got a market going on this evening.
Well, I'm meeting some other hands over in Hendersonville. We got a little get-together tonight, so the wife's working. So I'm going to go do that instead of sitting here at the house.
To find something to do to keep us busy.
I don't know if you heard me telling Dave about might be taking a teaching job for a little while. It's a contract thing, so it's not permanent, but we'll see how it goes.
And I hope that's what you want to do. I hope it works out. It's, like Dave was saying, it could be rewarding. And be good to pass on a skill. I think a lot of young people get into trouble because they don't have anything to do, and I think that would be that's a good thing to do, is keep people busy, get people busy, and teach them a skill, and it sets them up for life that way.
As long as it's somebody that wants to learn and wants to be there, it's pretty good and pretty rewarding. It's when they don't want to be there that it becomes an issue. Because I've done a little bit of teaching, never in the classroom part of it, but I, you know, I've done a lot of training on the job, so that's not too big a deal.
Sure that you are good at what you do,
So I'm sure they'll learn a lot if they pay attention. That'll be good. Let's see, there's something else I was going to tell you. One day I have to call you and fill you in on some news, but it's not urgent. So are you, is that thing you're doing tonight, does it have anything to do with what learning the code stuff you were learning the other day you were telling me about?
It's not that. It's just a group of us getting together for trying to figure out some things locally here in the area.
Very good. Well, we had the my oldest son's daughters, the three granddaughters, over for the weekend, and they stayed a couple nights. That was a lot of fun and a lot of work, but they're easy, but at the same time, it's all day long, so I kind of took yesterday, even though Beth had to go back to work, I took the day and kind of relaxed a little bit.
Don't blame you. You are getting old, so I understand.
I don't, even when I was young, and even with my own kids, hanging out with them all day and keeping them entertained and fed and, you know, keep them from fighting with each other, that always seemed to make me very sleepy anyway, so it has nothing to do with being old.
I just throw that jab in there. Yeah, kids will wear you out, because they got way more energy than we do.
And it's so funny how at bedtime they suddenly get, we call it the bedtime zoomies. The dog does it sometimes. She'll get the zoomies and run around the yard. They get the zoomies and run around the house.
That's exactly what you mean. It's like they get their second wind. And then if you ever get them through that, though, they usually just crash.
But let them run around and wear off some of that last-minute energy. Ethan came back over yesterday morning with the older two, and we took them out on the pond and fished for a little bit, fished for a couple of hours. We caught three or four apiece, so that was fun, and the girls enjoyed it.
That's always fun when you can just sit, relax like that, and have a good time with everybody.
Okay, yeah, give me just 1 second here. I gotta answer Beth.
Page kick, standing by.
Quit talking about being old. It makes me depressed.
You know, that is part of the hobby, is it not? Talking about getting older and your ailments. That's what everybody thinks about the hobby.
Yeah, I would think so. KR4ACR.
I guess we better stop talking about being old now.
That's what I was thinking.
Well, Terry, first off, it was good to meet you Monday night. I was surprised when you come over there. I wasn't expecting you to be there.
Well, I saw you on the Facebook thing that you were going, but I didn't know which one you were, and then they kept talking about Patrick.
I try to go to that one. I hate that there's the same time as the Greenville Club now, but it used to be on a Thursday night, so it was different. I mean, they just recently changed it to Monday night.
I keep thinking I need to start showing up at some of these things now while I can. Monday I was busy. I don't know if you heard, but I had a couple of granddaughters over, actually three of them over, spending the night. And for some reason, it was a little bit more difficult to get away, but I need to start coming to some of these events.
While you can, while you get a free minute, if that happens for you.
Far between when I can get somewhere by that time.
For me, for years, usually still working or just leaving. And I will have to admit, these past few weeks, I've been going to bed early. It's been hard to stay up to even net time for some reason.
Since I became old, sometimes when I'm sitting in my recliner there with the net going, I go to sleep.
Say this, these recliners have got an off switch in them somewhere that I just can't find.
recliner. I'm like, let's go to bed now. I'm tired.
Two kids resting. My wife will put on some cooking show for the granddaughter, and she'll say, can I just rest with my eyes open? And it's not 5 minutes, and she goes to sleep.
Wait.
My wife, usually she's, oh, let's watch something on TV, and then 5-10 minutes later, she's over there passed out.
Same thing. Beth will say, you want to watch something? You want to watch a movie or watch a show that we've been watching? And I'll say, do you want me to watch it while you sleep? But what's funny, when she falls asleep, I just let her sleep. But if I happen to doze off, she'll stop the show and say, Shane, are you sleeping?
I had something in my eye.
Yeah. My wife will do the exact same thing.
Same here, Shane. In Gerald York.
I hear you. Hope you and Bernice are well. I don't know what it is. For some reason, she thinks that I'm not allowed to sleep when she's watching something with me.
I'm asleep, but it doesn't do much good. If I try to wake her up, she just goes right back to sleep.
Well, hello again, Tom, Miss Bernice. My wife, if I stop the TV, she'll wake up. And then she'll, why'd you do that for? I'm like, because you were sleeping?
I'm leaving Walmart, Shane. How's your day?
But I'm just almost home now. I went out and had an eye doctor appointment. It's been 3 years, and my glasses have definitely needed to be replaced. Prescription stayed the same. Did not change, is what I'm trying to say. But the glasses were all scratched up, and definitely time to get some new ones. So I'm going to take this time to clear with all of you. I'm just about home. Enjoyed it. And Tom's in here now, so I got to run. I'm just kidding, Tom. Good to hear you. You and Bernice have a good day. Terry, you have a good day. I'll turn it over to you. Patrick, 73, we'll talk to you later. N4ZLK, over to you, Terry.
Good afternoon, Tom and Bernice. KR4ACR.
TR and 0TR. Well, it's a good thing you're signing off because we've been picking on the women and we're liable to take our teeth home in a doggy bag, Patrick.
You might find the doggy bag somewhere you don't want it with Miss Bernice.
About all the stuff she cooks for you, so you better be careful.
I have to admit I'm guilty of that. But right now she's doing Oktoberfest. My daughter has Oktoberfest every year. And, oh, there's usually between 50 and 75 people come to it. And Bernice is baking all the German goodies, and the daughter does all the meats and stuff like that. And that's my stupid radar detector sounding off on the door openers.
She does cook quite a bit of stuff for him, and because I've got to experience some of it, and it's some good stuff. How he stays being able to get through the doorway, I don't know.
One day he was talking about all the stuff she was going to fix for him that night, and HVAC Dave was going to have ice cream cake, and I was just hoping I'd have a little Debbie cake when I got home.
Yeah, Bernice does really good. Well, you know, yesterday I brought home something to her. I was at Walmart's, and that's where we went today. But I was just going to get some of those little white donuts, and I seen these things there. What'd they call them, Bernice?
I don't
know. What do they got in the center? They got cream cheese in the center of them, and I know she likes cream cheese, but we don't have it very often, so I bought them, and man, I'm telling you, those are as far uptown as you can get, Patrick. She put some strawberry, canned strawberry cherries, the pie filling on top of that, and that's the best heart-healthy food I ever ate.
I get you. You're funny.
Yeah, I was just trying to think of something to top that.
Cardiac rehab there a few days ago, and they ask you how healthy a food you ate, and you go 3 times a week. So I always put 100% usually. And when I started to leave, I said, by the way, is hamburgers and french fries heart healthy? All of them in there. All them nurses resoundingly said no.
Please, your workout.
See them over there running on the treadmill or all that. Yeah, I want to see that.
This stage yet. I just got to the stage where I can use my arms. And I tried it, and I didn't do too good there yesterday. And then they increased my wattage on that recumbent bike to 25. And you can tell the difference. The good thing is the faster you go, the easier the pedaling gets. I didn't know that at first. I just kept pedaling nice and gentle-like. But anymore, I try to... Oh, that radar detector. There must be a Gestapo up here someplace coming at us. But it works better that way. It's easier. But I'm not used to that. And I don't like them recumbent bikes because they don't go anywhere.
I was going to ask you, if you go faster, do you get there quicker?
Sticker I sent you the picture of there yesterday, Patrick, and it says, go around me. I left on time.
Yeah, that's pretty good. But yeah, them recumbent bicycles, they don't ever go anywhere. It takes a lot of effort to do nothing, doesn't it?
Got to start a route, so I'm going to get out of here. Y'all keep going. Nice chatting with you. Patrick, nice to meet you the other day. Tom, N0TR, KO4HKX. This is KR4ACR, and I'll be clear.
Be careful out there.
Going fast. Damn, next from Lake Cunningham. Patrick, if you know where that's at, it's N0TR.
You and Miss Bernice about to make it home?
Oh, we just come by that Lake House Cafe that's shut down, and the dam's over on the east side of the road. And so we got a few miles to go, Patrick.
Too far, though.
I don't know how far it is, Patrick. I just got gas yesterday, so still reading over full, so that's good. Usually it says 300 and some miles on a tank. But we do all short runs and in-town driving, so you can't expect too much out of a V6.
Here, a lot of start and stop. Hard to get any fuel mileage out of anything that way.
A little bit leery of buying the hybrid the last time. And I don't think we'll ever need another car, but if we do, I'd probably go for the hybrid now, but I ain't going all electric. That's out of the question. And, you know, after working on CNC mills and stuff like that in the machine shops, they're usually extremely reliable. But if they ain't, you better have a pocket full of money.
Costly to repair, but anything's getting that way anymore.
Boards are not cheap, and I'll guarantee you those permanent magnet motors that they use down there. Guys, back when I worked on years ago, a 10-horse one was like, I think, $3,500 or something like that, from the OEM, of course. They just weren't very cheap at all.
And, like I said, ain't nothing getting any cheaper at this point.
And I just wonder if the Chinese control that type of... they should be samarium cobalt magnets. And years ago, they were top secret there for a while, and then they started putting them in everything. But I just wonder if the Chinese still control them. They did find another replacement for that that's much simpler to make and cheaper to make, and we can do it with our stuff out of the ground here in the United States.
I'll tell you, I do not know.
I saw an article on that the other day, and I can't remember what thing out of the earth they were using to recreate permanent magnets, but the technology, all you got to do is mine it, I guess.
Lots of things out there that we could be doing different, but it all boils down to whose pocket's getting padded the most.
Are you mistreating our government? I can't believe that.
Just say they're all in it for themselves.
End of that. yeah, that's true. We got the best politician money can buy, Patrick. Well, we're just about home, and so I'll sign with you and hope you have a good day. Nice hearing you. Get to see you one of these days when you get down there, our area. KO4XKX, N0TR. 73 is Patrick.
Tom, you and Miss Bernice have a good afternoon, and good to talk to you. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear.